Welcome to the NAR Commercial Intelligence Briefing, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. In this program, a conversation with Brett Hunsicker, Executive Vice President of Grubb & Ellis. Brett's responsible for the Atlanta office and is actively involved in the firm's national marketing efforts. Brett has served on NAR committees, and he's quite active in the Atlanta Commercial Board of Realtors. The 3,000-member group named Brett their 2010 Realtor of the Year. Before joining Grubb & Ellis, Brett held senior positions at CB Richard Ellis, where he led 50 commercial professionals. His strong relationship building and management skills have won him praise, and his alter ego, Mr. Schmooze, has garnered quite a following. In fact, he's the featured character in the book Mr. Schmooze, The Art of Building Relationships by Richard Abraham, and his website of the same name offers sales and marketing information. He's a graduate of California State University, and Brett is past president of the Atlanta Commercial Board of Realtors and the founder of Meet At, a commercial real estate networking group. Brett Hunsicker, welcome to NAR Commercial's Intelligence Briefing Podcast.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here with you.
I'm going to ask you about several topics that I know you have a conversation to give us on strategies and tactics, Brett, but I can't let the nickname or the alter ego, Mr. Schmooze, go by without asking you about it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, Steve, the moniker Mr. Schmooze has been around for quite some time in my career. I've been in the commercial real estate business now for 25 years. And have had mainly positions around the country with a lot of the top firms in national marketing and new business, which allowed me to do a lot of entertaining, relationship building and whatnot around the country. And that moniker kind of stuck with me over the years. And in the a few years back, a good friend of mine and a mentor, Richard Abraham, wrote a book called Mr. Schmooze, and had a character in there that I'll call had some of the elements of my career with that. So that moniker stuck, and I'm proud of it, and I enjoy doing new business development and work with other people.
Well, Brett, it's a new year, and one of the high-profile items in everybody's agenda for business development tools is social media. How does social media relate to marketing yourself for new business and commercial real estate, at least as you see it?
Well, absolutely. It's hotter than battery acid. It's important, and I think you have to know it. You have to understand it. It has to be part of an overall strategy, though, in my opinion. I think it's like anything else in marketing. It's the newest and hottest thing, and you still got to go back to the basics, and it needs to be put as a part of a strategy. But the main part of it, it can't be the only thing of your strategy. So I think you first thing, and a lot of folks that may have been in the business as long as I have or whatnot, have to catch up with it and learn it. I think that the folks that are getting new in the business understand it very well, and I think us folks who have been in the business a while can learn a lot from what they're doing. But then it still goes back down to the basic blocking and tackling of marketing a new business. So I think it's part of a strategy. I think it's a very important part of the strategy. Your clients want to see it. There's information out there, but it's only a part of it, not the only thing that you should put all your marketing tools into. And I still think you got to get out there and meet people in person and cold call Canvas and direct mail and everything else. It's all part of the overall strategy. But if you don't understand it and don't have knowledge of it, you will be passed by from your competitors.
So what do you think is the best approach for doing some deals in what has been a pretty tough market?
Well, my best approach has always been, and again, I've had a career where I've worked with a lot of different clients, and I think in the trying times, the best people to go back to and reach to develop and build the strong relationships is your existing clients. I think one of the key elements of any marketing plan is making sure your existing clients know all the services your firm can deliver, or you can deliver yourself. And I think they're having difficult times too. And I think it's always important that you can go back to them and find out what else you can do to help them with their business. And in tough times, if you step up to the clients that know you, do the right things, help them with their business. When we're back in the market uplift, we're going to see a lot more calls coming into the office, and it's kind of a proactive way to be putting yourself in a great position on a market uplift here in the next 12 to 18 months.
Brett, when you set out for a meeting with a new target client, what are the key goals that you have for that initial meeting?
Well, the first and foremost, you got to listen. I think you can prepare prior to the meeting. Obviously, the internet information's out there on everybody and every company. I think you do your homework. That's important. You put down some strategies as far as how you think you can help that potential client with their company. And again, you'll hear me reinforce that. You need to know what their business is about and how to help them with their business. And then when you get in the meeting, one thing I find a lot of folks do is they blurt out all this information they've learned on the internet as if it's solid gold information, when some of it may not be. And a lot of that information you should keep in the back of your head. And then the number one thing in any new meeting is to listen. If you listen to a client, you listen to a target client, within the 15, 20 minutes, you're going to know what's the most important thing to them. And it may be, by the way, it may not be their business. It may be something to do with their family. They may be taking a trip. They may have a kid in a soccer tournament that he's not been doing well. I think you listen, and that will help you build a relationship going forward, because you can do some good follow-up after listening. And that's the first and foremost way to build a relationship, is listen.
Well, Brett, everyone makes marketing mistakes, and even though they don't like to admit it, even realtors actually make marketing mistakes from time to time. Give us a quick overview, if you would, on the biggest mistake you think realtors are making with their existing clients, and also what are the mistakes they make when marketing to new target clients?
Yeah, I think salespeople in general, the number one mistake, and we all do it, including myself, is good follow-up. Do what you say. And I think when you're in a meeting and you do listen, or a client calls you and needs something, or you get a phone call in and somebody needs something by that afternoon, the follow-up is absolutely essential. I mean, there's nothing worse than having something you can contribute back to a target or an existing client and then not do it, because you just lose all credibility. If you follow up, you will win a lot more business if you just keep that as your moniker of mistakes. And we all make them because we get busy. I'm knocking on wood that 2011, we're going to be a lot more busy, all of us. And I think that if you really keep yourself in a position to follow up and have the processes in place to follow up, it will really contribute a lot more to your bottom line in 2011 and beyond. But that is the number one mistake I see people make, is just not following up.
And as you do the goal setting for your daily work, what's the most important thing to you in building those relationships?
In goal setting and clients, the number one thing I want to see is, opportunities to be in front of people one-on-one. I call it my FDOs, food and drink opportunities. I think when you're breaking bread with folks, and that can be as much as just having a cup of coffee to, a big old dinner or entertaining kind of thing, golf or whatnot. Yet to build relationships and to set your goals to build relationships, you need to be out there and see them one-on-one. You gotta have that personal touch with them and find a way to do that. You can do that through organizations, associations. The National Association of Realtors puts on some great events, both nationally and regionally, and the state events, the local events. Being involved in those where you can actually interface with folks. I said social media is part of your strategy. This would be, to me, a higher part of your strategy, is to find ways to put yourself in a position to be in front of clients and targets and have interaction. We're in sales, and if you're not having personal interaction, I don't think you're going to have the same building relationship aspect you would if you're just trying to do it all on the phone or through the internet or emails or whatnot. So my daily goal is to fill that up. I have a chart, I think I call it, there's 780 FDOs, food and drink opportunities, in a year, which is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Monday through Friday. And I always tell my folks that work with me and myself, if you're doing under 200 of those a year, you probably are not a salesperson. If you're doing over 600, you might need to check out Betty Ford or something else. But you may not want to be out all the time, but you want to balance that with your personal life as well. But I think it really is important to be out there and see people one-on-one and in person. That is going to be, in my daily goal setting, the number one thing I think about for the next 2 weeks. And I try to plan that out 2 weeks in advance so I can make sure that schedule's filled, and I'm not just scrambling today, let's say, you know, and looking for something in the next 2 days. So you got to plan, you got to be thoughtful about it, and you got to put yourself in front of other people.
Now, you touched on your enthusiasm for the National Association of Realtors by mentioning some of the programming. What to you is the real value of being a realtor?
Well, that's the first thing. That's easy. That's professional ethics. I think in our industry, the level of ethics that's set with the realtors is something you need to be proud about, but also something to market. And I think that when things get tough, people cut corners. And you don't cut corners if you're a realtor. And I think that's the thing I'm most proud about, but also something I use as my marketing. I think that the events that the National Association and the states and the locals puts on are absolutely invaluable to making sure you're around not only your peers, but also clients that are sponsors, other people in and outside of the industry that are around that organization. And I think, obviously also the political influence, the RPACs, and getting out there and being our lobbyist up in Washington is really valuable as well, because they're looking out after our interest. And as an organization of a lot of independent salespeople, it's really nice to know that someone's got your back up in the big, political arena. And I've had personal, insights with that as my role as past president of the Atlanta board, being up in D.C. with our folks up there. And it's really something to see what they do to not only protect us, but enhance where we're at in this industry on a daily basis. So those are the two most important things. And then again, it just goes back to my old world is all about networking. And it's just great to be networking around a lot of people that have the same goals and objectives I have as far as being with an association that really takes care of their members. And so there's a lot of pride in that, and especially here in Atlanta, where we have a lot of commercial brokers in our group here. And it's a team, and it's everyone's looking out for each other, even though we're direct competitors. So that's a compliment to being a realtor, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Are there any other organizations or associations you think a realtor should be involved with?
Well, I'll go back to my world of networking. I think every realtor, and especially in the commercial world, who has clients should be looking at the associations that their clients are members of. I think that's the most important thing in marketing. And again, if you have 15 or 20 clients, there's probably 10 to 12 or maybe even 15 different associations those clients are members of. And I always make sure I know with my database, my clients, my broker, my producer's clients, I make sure that they all tell me who their clients are, what groups they're members of. So if it's an industrial group and they're in a manufacturing association of, manufacturers, then they need to be parts of those groups and because you're a realtor, you do have some panache in respect to going to those associations and being a speaker. You can contribute to their websites. You can give them information to, maximize those associations and be the source for them and their associations on commercial real estate. And I think that's a huge value to be a member of or involved in. If you can't join it as a member because your client's a member, you can be there as a guest. There are a ton of other real estate associations. And I think there it's just one of those things you really have to look into who the membership makeup is and put yourself in a position to, be of value with that. I mean, the nice thing about the National Association of Realtors, we have, these great partners with CCIM, SIR, and I know there's several of them that really add value and benefit of being part of not only the realtors, but also being a part of their associations as well.
Brett, I know everybody likes lists of tips or things to do, so why don't you give me your three most important tips for how to do more business?
Well, I think, first of all, the number one thing is you need to have your own list, and I'll give you my three, but I think it's in managing a lot of very successful producers in the past. I think, you can look at other people, see how they do it, but again, in the long run, you need to put yourself in a position to have your own list. And I have my own list. I think the number one thing that I always do is listen and react to the clients and targets and what their needs are for their business. The number one thing is to think about their business. If you're thinking about selling your stuff to them, you're gonna have a harder time building a relationship. So if you want to build a relationship, understand your client's business, and what's most important to them is probably their sales, it's their personnel, it's their distribution systems nationally, or whatever it comes out to be. If you listen and then react to it, you're going to be in good shape as far as building that relationship up with that client going forward. And number two, and I've already mentioned it, is follow-up. You've got to follow up, and that's part of the react. And when you're listening, if you don't follow up to what you say, your credibility is just not going to be there. And without credibility, you're not going to build a relationship, and you're not going to make money. So follow up. And sometimes it's important on that not to have too many clients and targets you're trying to follow up with. And I don't mean that in the sense to not go out and make a lot of calls. But once you get someone that you're really trying to build a relationship with, you want to focus on them and really follow up what you've said you're going to do and build that credibility, which will build a relationship, which will build your income with that client. And third and finally, it's hard work. It's just putting out the effort. I think, and that's in any business, but my strategy, and again, it's you've got to balance your personal life with your business life. But in your business life, the hours between, 8 and 5, or maybe 6 if you're going to be going out for a soda with someone after work, but it's putting in the time, and you're going to be putting in some weekends. Our folks in the industry on the residential side, they're working every weekend. They're showing houses and doing a lot of work on the weekends, but they're working all week too. So in my world and the people that work for me and what I kind of preach is you got to find a way to make sure you're putting in enough time and hard work to earn the kind of dollars you want to earn. And it's pretty simple to look at the most successful people in not only real estate, but also in any other sales industry. They're putting in more time. They may not be the smartest person. They may be the smartest person. It doesn't matter, because if they're putting in the time, they'll be able to follow up. They'll be able to keep in touch with their clients, and they'll be able to do what they say. And I think that's the biggest value you can bring to the table. And I'm seeing that a lot of folks, especially back in the day when the dot-com world was there, I think a lot of the graduates from college and everything thought every deal was going to be easy street because they're going to get a bunch of money from their dot-com world. And I think we lost a little bit of the work ethic that I grew up with and the time you had to put in to be successful. And I think that still goes today, that you really need to put the time in and work hard, and the results will pay off.
Brett, any other final thoughts before we wrap things up that maybe we didn't ask about?
No, I think for the realtors that would be listening to this, I think it's the market's coming back, and we're seeing it. We're seeing activity. Be positive. It's one of those things in the world. You have a choice, and you can be a half full glass or half empty glass. You can be a positive person or not. And you can look for things that are negative, but it doesn't help. And I think that if you keep yourself focused on the positive and look at the positive, that'll come out through your relationship building skills and your sales skills. And, being positive will make more money for you than being negative every time. So I would just relate that the market uplift's coming. It will come back like it did, was before, and it'll surpass that. It always does. There's cycles. And I know it's been a tough, tough time, but now's the time to think about the positive side and just get ready for a great market uplift in 2011 and 12 and beyond. And I'm excited about it. And I appreciate you taking the time with me, Steve.
Well, thanks very much for being with us, Brett. There's nothing better than hearing from someone with an optimistic outlook on the future for 2011.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And thanks for being with us on NAR Commercial's Intelligence Briefing Podcast. Thanks for joining us for another informative Intelligence Briefing Podcast from the Commercial Division of the National Association of Realtors. Join us again for another program in this series. And until then, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.